So here's some German anarchist attacking me with a wild car, you know, I was just sleeping out here. And I was just staying with another YouTuber for 1.5 months, YouTuber. And yeah, so I'm going down south. Some German anarchist here, real nice. They got a real nice truck here. It looks like a UPS thing with a dog in there. So what's the first car I asked, really? It says worldwide Dienstleistung. Oh, nice. So I'm in their truck. They have two dogs here. I'm gonna put myself here on the bed here. And yeah. Open up my beer, like. They're going to Morocco. On the motorway in a house. They've even got a wood stove. Ice in my bottle. In France.
Ça, ça coûte cher.
So this guy is a real shepherd, but he said he remembers, you know, when there were still no houses here, you know, it was all empty, but he's still doing it, but it's getting harder and harder. A French shepherd. Well, you can see that. There's a dog here. And my backpack is over there. Motorway, the highway. Pharaoh. Me. Now here in France, you know, these people, I guess they're all boat people, immigrants, you know, cheap labor, everybody profiting off it, you know, the rich ones are profiting off it. It's just a feudal system. There's the lady with her convertible of the feudal system. Yeah. Last night there was a terrible storm here, so I had to get in the middle of the night. Really terrible. So I had to, you know, get up in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and put my storm lines out, you know. But I broke a couple of my bags here. They're very special bags, very expensive. Well, I got them for free, and so I couldn't put them all. The wind was, you know, blowing everywhere, you know, tried to get these lines out, you know, they were blowing everywhere. Yeah, but you know, well, this is really stable. Yeah. So yeah, I'm here. This is called Franche-Comté. A lot of green meadows. Storm lines. Yeah, it felt like being in the Himalayas or something. Terrible storms, terrible blizzard, you know. So you have to get out of your dust bag, your sleeping bag, otherwise, you know, your tent will break, or, you know, it's just a choice to make. Get out in the cold, or, you know, die, because your equipment will break, your house will break. So I had to get out in the middle of the night. So here's the house of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. It's a sort of a castle here. It's a real nice area. So I just came hitchhiking from Italy, and I thought, well, I just passed for a cup of tea, you know, but he wouldn't let me in here. So I'm going to that way, to the north. Good, Miraval. No cup of tea for me. There's another castle over those pharaohs. Actually, the rest of it is up there, so, you know, go and have a look. And it's a chateau vert. It's called the Green Castle. Fleur de Lys. And that is the Green Castle. And here's a story about it. It was a... interesting, the colors here. Red, you know, red, blue for the war, red for the red house, and yellow might be the white house. Anyway, a bunch of pharaohs. They are the pharaohs, the aristocracy. Oh, nice little village. So here's the Green Castle, Chateau Vert. It's a lot warmer here than in Italy, I must say so. And well, there isn't much to see anyway, you know. I'll just show you a pile of rubbles, you know. And these pharaohs, they left anyway. They went to, you know, like in Freemasonry and all that, taking key positions. This is the old system, the old world order, the feudal system. It's now the new world order, the Masonic system, and they're all the same. Actually, it's interesting that this castle belonged to the Pope, but they hijacked religion, they hijacked Jesus and the whole thing, you know. And it all became property of the aristocracy and of Pharaoh. They just hijacked it all, built a castle, and it's all the same. It's a hierarchy, the Vatican and, you know, the Catholic Church. They're a bunch of pedophiles, just like the aristocracy are, and the Masons. It's all one pile of rubble. Liars. Now they're in the parliament. That's from parler, mentir, to talk and to lie. Parlare, mentire. So, do you see the Templar sign here? There? Yeah, so you know who they are. It makes an A, but you know it's in red, so they, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. It's like this pyramid. So that was the castle. Let's have a look. Somebody murdered by the Gestapo, by the French Gestapo, in 1943. All dead for nothing. We're still back in the dictatorship, you know. So, and that is this church with the pentagram, you know, in front of it. It's about 1,000 years old. It is octagonal here, so, you know, probably Templar stuff. Slept here. There's the motorway. You know, here in France, I met several people, two people, who knew somebody who got, somebody got shot in the Bataclan in Paris during the Friday the 13th attacks. So people did get killed, you know. So everybody who thinks nobody got killed, well, that's wrong. I mean, it's an occult day because the French King Philippe le Bel, he arrested the Templars, and out of the Templars on that day, and out of the Templars came the Freemasons. So they do kill people. It's a sacrifice. Don't think nobody got hurt. I mean, I met people who knew. I met one man from Paris who said, well, he knew somebody who got shot there. And I met another guy in a completely other place in France, somewhere else, who knew a girl who was in there. So they kill people, you know. Just as the World Trade Center, they kill people. So don't think they didn't kill anybody, that nobody got hurt. Well, that's wrong. But the ones who did it, well, that's not how they present it to us. It's the government doing it, it's the Templars, it's Switzerland behind it. And the Swiss, they got their man on the at the head of the French government, Manuel Valls. He's 100% Swiss. I made a film about it in French, Agent Dormant Suisse, Manuel Valls. You see him with the Swiss flag and things like that, you know. And he is from his mother's side. They're from the Du Tessin, a Swiss family who did crimes against humanity in Africa. You know, they got really very rich. They're billionaires. And from his father's side, he's from a family of bankers, Spanish bankers. But Valls, you know, that's not very much like Rodriguez or Martinez, you know. Valls is from Wallis. It's a place in Switzerland where most of the almost all the guard members of the Swiss Guard of the Vatican they're from, and there's also a museum in Wallis, Le Valais in French, because they speak either German or French there, but all Swiss Germans, you know, either speak that language. So that guy is 100% Swiss. Just like Obama, he's of Swiss descent, and President Eisenhower, you know, he's Swiss. 100% Swiss, Mr. Eisenhower. J. Edgar Hoover, he was a Swiss. His real name was Huber. President Herbert Hoover, during the Depression, he was a Swiss. His name, real name Huber, I already showed that to you. Alan Dulles of the CIA, Swiss. They're all Swiss, believe me now. And now they got Manuel Valls, and you see the result, what's going on, you know. Swissy behind it, believe me, was founded by the Templars, and out of the Templars came the Masons. And Swissy gives the orders worldwide to the World Wide Web of Masonry, you know. And they just, the Templars are the military wing, and they do the killing, it's Octagon. And they've got some brainwashed kids, you know, that they take out of their cell, you know, like in the middle of the night. You know, pity criminals, you know. And so they're two groups, you know, Octagon killers, you know, they're white. And then they leave those brainwashed boys, you know, they plant them in the middle of Paris, and the only thing they can do is empty their mags, you know. They're very far, they're very advanced in brainwashing. I think I got a part of it, you know, when they put me in prison the last time. Oh man. And the Swiss and their torture detention centers where I was in, they practice oxygen deprivation, which is part of the brainwashing MKUltra techniques, you know, because it kills your brains. So they can replace it, like, you know, like with other ideas, like somebody coming. Hello. Nothing. Oh, and now he's coming to this one here. Okay, better wrap it up. What a fantastic stairway. Wow. Fantastic. It's biological wine, you know, or the vineyards are not treated with only with natural products. That's why I slept here, and the Franche-Comté, it's in the east, in the middle of France. So I was heading north again in Franche-Comté. Comté means it belongs to a count, le comte. So everything belongs to Pharaoh. That's probably the descendants. These are the Europeans. What a backpack. So here in a French town here, Poligny, Swiss life. I know by my own experience they don't like life. They just want to make money. You know, they're everywhere. Three for Horus, Isis, Horus and Seth. The big one with the this here is Seth, the big one with the Templar's cross, the idea, you know, the devil. The little one here, that's Horus, you know, the sun. And the middle is the woman, Isis. Yeah. It's a horse with a funny tail. I know what it is. Yeah, it's cleaning his car. You better clean up the government, mate. Not your car. Ah, Pharaoh's here, the pyramid with the world domination. Well, there with the new world order. And this is the old world order. Yeah, the feudal system. The crown on it. I don't want to go counting as they've got the sun here. I think it's the rooster here, which symbolizes Horus. Well, he's still cleaning up his car, eh, Frenchie? Oh, wakey, wakey. It says Hotel d'Astor, which is not French, you know, it's Scandinavian, you know, the Aces, you know, Scandinavian sagas. And Torg, I don't know what that means. Sounds familiar, though. Somewhere in June. Camping out in Italy. Next to the motorway. It was really hard, you know, to get out of the motorway. You know, it was all closed. There's the Mediterranean. I was quite lucky to find this place here because, you know, it must have been some sort of building or something. I mean, where do you want to put your tent in this bush here? It's like South Africa. Maybe I'll wait a little bit. Actually, it's the first time, like, really being at an Italian petrol station, you know. And it's all closed, you know. If you go and hitchhike in Italy, well, you better make sure you got a wire cutter with you. There's some nice orange trees. And so I had to walk the whole thing around, you know, and to find a place where the Italians did it for me, you know. So, yeah. So I slept in the bush there somewhere. So actually, this was the Gaddafi petrol company. I just got stopped by the cops here. They were really nice, you know, really nice. So this is Tony. He looks like an Afghan. Yeah. He's from Italy.
It's a Mujahideen, eh?
Yeah, Mujahideen.
Like our partigiani.
Yeah, partigiani. Yeah. The resistenza.
Sempre. Sì. Sempre.
Io anche de resistenza. So he's got a living, like a camper here, you know. They just took me hitchhiking. Ciao, Tony.
Wow.
Bene. So in this forest is my hideout in that abandoned village, almost. I almost have to walk for 1.5 hours over this here through the forest, only to get to the from the abandoned village, only to get to the post office. That's a good path, actually. So this is Italy, you know. Italy is not just vino, mafia, you know, beaches, sunny sand, and, you know, sunshine. It's the north of Italy. Well, this is even not very far north. It's still on the Mediterranean, you know. So I have to walk 1.5 hours to get to the post office. Nice. I heard wild boar here. I heard them, like this. And I think they have wolves here as well. Wolves and lynx. Well, the lynx they have for sure. And I feel there are wolves as well. The people are really lovely here. They all got blue eyes, you know. They are the Ligurians. They're very calm. They look very trustworthy, very smiling. And they take hitchhikers and not the typical Italian macho type. You know, well, I mean, everybody got the right to be what he wants to be, eh? I don't mind. As long as they don't macho me. No, they're now showing some army techniques, yeah? We South Africans don't like that, you know? That macho stuff. Because, the machos are if it comes to fighting, they don't stand a man, really. Yeah, so... Yeah, nice day today. It was been raining for 10 days, you know? So very different people here. The Celtic tribes, Liguria. I met some nice people. One Italian guy took me hitchhiking. A Ligurian guy, because they're very different. More like in Brittany, I think, like in France. Yeah. Celtic tribe. And a guy who's living here with his French girlfriend. And so he said, we have to go to another guy. He's living with an Israeli girlfriend. They all have children. So she's really sweet. She brought me a bread. I ate it already 2 times. Very hospitable. I would really like to go to Israel. So I can find some others who have, have been persecuted by the Nazis, like I have been, like, for 18 horrible Swiss years. Oh, even a butterfly here. In February. Nice. The weather was so bad last night, the water took an entire olive tree down in the night. People died. Landslides and people drowned, you know. It's just a small river. The big one is down there. You can see the big one. It gets real dangerous here in the mountains. I think this is sort of a water reservoir, See the water lines here, the pipe here and there. So probably too much water. Here's the for the excessive water, So it probably was too much for the poor tree. And they get old, olive trees. They get very old. Maybe this tree is probably hundreds of years old. I saw a tree once, an olive tree in France, it was over 1,000 years old. Gets very dangerous in the mountains, Never camp, next to a river like this. Never do. Even if it's sunny weather, where you are, in the mountains it might rain and thunder and there's a whole tsunami coming down and it will kill you. Not many people know this. Not even people who are living here know that. So that's why he does, it would be a nice place to build a house, down there. But do you see any houses? Well, I don't. It's quite obvious. So any campers out there, never camp out next to the river, go a bit up. Because even if it's the most beautiful weather in the world, it might rain in the mountains and then it will kill you or take you down. Just like this tree. It happened last night. Real bad. We all got the idea of Italy, a heap of people, all heaped up upon each other. Like in Rome or Napoli, the typical, images Hollywood shows, like Sicily and Syracuse. But they got real vast land, vast forests here in the north of Italy, which is like 180 degrees at the opposite of what Hollywood is showing, really. There's the village. You can see it. There's my post office. Yeah. Some church. Okay, I'm almost there. I think I did a bit quicker than 1.5 hours. And this is even not even the far north of Italy, like the Alps or the Lombardic area, or the Südtirol, south of Tirol, where the 1 million people speak German as a first language, actually, but it is in Italy. They even have a freedom party and an independence party, just like the Basque movement, or the Corsicans, or the IRA, who actually grouped together. I saw them once in Corsica in 1994 or something, where they all came together in the Giornata Internazionale, the international days of European freedom fighters. Actually, the village where I am, the abandoned village, I'll show some more pics of it later on. There's only one road, and it's called Via della Libertà, you know, the Freedom Road, which is quite suitable, I might say. Yeah, so, good. Go to the post office. No, the other way. Silly. You see a lot, all these terraces here and there on the other side. Now, that must, in the Middle Ages, that was done in the Middle Ages, you know. There must have been hundreds of thousands of people maybe living here, working. It's an enormous work. Everything is like with terraces. Imagine all the work. Some really hard working people, eh? Now there's nobody anymore, you know, that don't do anything with it. Yeah. There's more terraces. You can see how they're made, you know, the stone here. Put a stone wall so it keeps it all together. And there it is, yeah. You hear the river down there? Well, there's Isis with little Horus. Getting to the village here. So this is Italy here in February. It's almost March, actually. You see, it's everybody, you know, everybody who thinks like Italy is only beaches, you know, there's a lot of hills and forest, and it's not even in the far north, you know, because that's the Mediterranean there. I don't know if you can see it. That's the Mediterranean. And there as well. And if you think Italy is always warm and beaches, well, you're wrong, you know. Because here's snow in the mountains. This place is called Liguria. Liguria. Because of the Ligurian Celtic tribes who apparently settled down here. And there's almost nobody living there. There's only one house here. Somewhere. Snow. And I just hiked up from the village down there, behind the I can't see it anymore. Somewhere over there. Well, anyway, I don't see it. You know, on the screen, the sun is shining in it. So it's somewhere behind the mountain there. And I think there behind it here. Yeah, well, anyway, so here's my backpack. This is called the Nazar Boncuk. It's against the evil eye. I got it from a Turkish friend gave it to me. against the Swiss Evil Eye. So it's beautiful here, eh? And then there are the Alps, you know, that's even higher and more snow, but this is not even the Alps. This is northern Italy, where the at the Mediterranean, next to Albenga. So today, February 28th, 2016, here in Italy, there's even snow on the mountains near. There's snow in the pyramid. Look. So, now this is quite nearby, you know. It's not as high as the other mountains. So, you still think Italy is warm and sunshine all the time. I've been here for 3 weeks. I haven't seen any sun, you know. It's raining, stormy, windy, foggy, all the time. It's been raining for 3 days without a row, in a row, without a stop. This wasn't there before. Do you hear the river? It's roaring. It's like a motorway. There it is. That's clearing up a little. There must have been some deadly accidents, you know, because if it rains like this, you know, like 3 days and people die, you know, there will be accidents and landslides and... After a couple of days of raining, you know, there's my village. Oh well, my, it's not mine. All Germans, you know, all Germans are Swiss Germans. So I'm gonna look at that village up there. And I'll show you. Snow in Italy, near to the Mediterranean. All snow. It snows. Mediterranean's there and still snows, you know. So there were the lesbians, and here we are back to the Italians here. See the difference? And those poor creatures, they never come out of here. This is how they lock away dogs in Italy. They probably only use them for hunting, you know, and for the rest of the time, maybe twice a year. And for the rest of the time, they are just here imprisoned. I was thinking of letting them free, but they will catch them. They won't survive anyway, like in the wild, and if they die, you know, they won't find them again, they put some new ones, two new victims in there, so there's no use, you know. If I think a couple of moves ahead, which I do, there's no use to it. Huh? Yeah, 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 yeah. Look, they're still young, very young dogs. They look sweet, you know. A friendly dog. What a poor life, yeah. That's me doing the whistling and me doing like yeah, I've got a miserable life too, yeah. Yo. I wish I could free you and help you, you know. I'm the man of freedom, so but I can't. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. So, this is where my road is going here. There's the abandoned village where I'm at, chilling out. So here's the castle.
Oh, my lady, you go up the stairs first, I'll follow you. No.
So, down there is the post office somewhere. So, the castle actually belonged to the Lord Garetto, apparently. And then I passed that house here, which they call the palace, Il Palazzo. I don't see it now. Yeah, there. And it has a pyramid roof, and at the entrance, you know, oh, there it is. At the entrance, at four places, they got a pyramid and a ball on top of it for the world domination. So when this fell apart, you know, then they most certainly moved to there. You know, and you know, a sort of newer dwelling where they to have it noticed that, you know, the aristocracy are in fact from the pharaohs, that they put those pyramids on it, you know, it's like a secret symbol. So this again, it proves my theory, which I've already proven, that the pharaohs became the aristocracy. So why else put four pyramids, you know, carved into stone, like in front of your new dwelling, you know, at the entrance where everybody can see who pops in. So when this castle fell to pieces, the Lord Garetto, well, it sounds like Garuta, you know, the sort of mafia, sort of South American, Bogota sort of thing, you know, with two pegs on each side and a metal wire you sling on somebody's neck and then pull it, you know. Well, that's what they did, actually, you know. So, well, you know, so this is where he went, the pyramid and the ball of the world domination. And there too, the pyramid. So that's what I told you, pharaohs are here. You know, and the aristocracy, they are the pharaohs. And this house with the pyramid on the roof, they call it palazzo, the palace. Well, not because it's the biggest house in the village, but for the obvious other reasons, which lie here, and which lie further down in Egypt. On the other side of the dip over there. So this is the octagon in the house. You know, this is where the aristocracy went to. You know, Templars as well. I'll explain that to you. So this is in the abandoned village from the Middle Ages. Someone's chilling out here. You know. You just caught it. There's nobody in there. The towel has been hanging away all the time. Well, it's better to be here than into a damn Swiss prison, you know, without oxygen. At least I got oxygen here. Some old tools. It's all empty. You can just squat in here. It was dangerous, you know. Apparently there was an earthquake in the 19th century, and people had to leave. So it might just all of a sudden it might just fall in your head. More stuff here. Hello, any ghost in there? bloody hole in the floor. There's two holes in the floor. Right, yourself. What happened to my house, you know? So, well, I say it's all abandoned here. Right. I'll have a look to the end, you know. So anybody wants to live here? Any YouTubers? Some old abandoned stuff here. Ah, somebody living there. Amazing. It's nice here. I just saw some orange trees down there. Oh, yeah, there's a lemon hanging around here. All by itself. Oh, so you got an idea of what a Ligurian abandoned village looks like. That's where I'm chilling out. There's some cats, a lot of cats living here. On my TV. I'm not going to get any further there. There's a whole lot of rubble left. So, this is a deserted village. So, how is that? Be a monk. There's the deserted village. There's the house where I've been staying. Yeah. The abandoned village. Yeah. Well, it's not that abandoned, actually. Okay, I ring the bell, you know. I'm not a whistleblower in this case. I'm a bell ringer, you know, to wake you up really. A whistle isn't even loud enough, you know, you need a bell. So, as it is Sunday anyway, I ring the... I'd almost gone swearing. I'll ring the bell for you, yeah? So then in a village nearby, also in Liguria, it's just, you know, a couple of clicks away from here, which is called Castel Vittorio. In the middle of the night, the Germans, they took 200 men, women and children out of their beds. They lifted them out of their bed in the middle of the night and all shot them all, even the babies and the children. In this area, you can see, you know, this is good for guerrilla warfare, eh? So that's what they tried and what the Germans did then, you know, and just kill them all, the babies and the children, everybody, eh? And now they're back, you know, they're all back, you know, with the money they robbed in Italy. They bought themselves some fancy houses, you know, through the Swiss bank where they all hid it. And they're all back. Nobody talks about Switzerland. They're all back. We're back, you know, like in a Spielberg horror film, you know, we're back, you know. And nobody talks a word about it, you know, not in the media, not on telly. This is what's going on, you know. I'm gonna videotape some names on the doors for you. I'll walk all the way back to that village there. I'll do that for you. Hey, take me hours, but I'll do that. We're back. Well, I'm back too. So at the moment, I've got only oat flakes, avena, avoine in French. That means oats. I've only got oats, biological oats, left to eat, you know. It's real gastronomical, you know, that's all I have, you know. Like a Scotsman. Oei, where's me kilt? Yeah, where me kilt? Yeah. So, you know. Well, my ancestors partly are Scottish from my dad's side, so, you know. South Africa. Yeah, so I've got three types of oat flakes here. I fry them in olive oil and put some sugar over it. But you have to do it when the flame is gone, you know, otherwise you burn up your pan. And my other menu, gastronomical oat menu, is I fry them in olive oil, put salt over it. And the third one is I just put some boiling water over it and I crunch them like that. Yeah. Three types of oatmeal. Yeah, keeps the Germans away. My cats are hungry. They eat everything, even the rice. Now here's some hungry cats of the empty village here. And they eat it. Yeah. So, you know, we have those, they didn't eat the bread though, but they will finally, in the end. Oh, it likes the rice. She's very hungry. They eat everything, if they're just, you know, it's just our cats in our society. They're so spoiled, they don't even eat the cat food of another brand, you know. But if you can see it here, if they're really hungry, they even go and eat Chinese. You know, yeah, well, that's all I have.